Chapter 7 Meditation on the Impersonality of the Body Explanation and Instruction The first step is to study. This evening we are going to discuss the impersonality of the body, which is about the reflection on the different parts of our own body. Afterwards, we will meditate on that. In the olden days, the analysis was done in this way. The body was divided into 32 parts. We shall divide these into 6 groups according to the tradition. They are Group 1, Head Hair, Body Hair, Nails, Teeth, and Skin. Group 2, Flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidneys. Group 3, heart, liver, intestines, spleen, and lungs. Group 4, bowels, stomach, undigested food, feces, and brain. Group 5, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, and fat. Group 6, tears, lymph, saliva, nasal mucus, oil of the joints, and urine. There are other ways of grouping these, which I think work equally well for our purpose. It is important to know these parts of the body by name so that one can meditate on them through mental recitation without the assistance of reading or listening. Not only that, one should also know their color, shape, location, and their relation to other parts of the body in terms of both similarity and dissimilarity. One should even know the actual order of each part. It involves some degree of basic anatomical study to meditate on different parts of body effectively. We can understand the remark of the great commentators of Pali texts that state that to learn about these 22 parts of body in the way we have discussed would take weeks or even months. It is very much an analytical procedure in its own way. To make this type of meditation a principal practice, one has to meditate on one group at least for 15 days, dividing it into 3 steps, each lasting for 5 days. First, one should begin according to the order I have given, and reverse it after 5 days, meaning meditate on the reverse order, which makes the second step. During the last 5 days, one would meditate forward and backward. The purpose of this meditation. The purpose of this type of meditation is to bring to our awareness the wrong perception we have of our body. We perceive the whole body to be one entity. We do not usually think of it as different parts. Therefore, we see it as a whole rather than as parts. When we see it as an entity, we come to differentiate each body as a specific person. For example, Dr. Leo Jotin, Dr. Mamong Lat, Dr. Seng Shui, and so on. We do not see it in terms of having things in common. We see each being as a separate entity. Because of this perception, we become proud of our own perceived entity. The deceitfully perceived entity is an object for clinging. Wrong perception of the body is a source of attachment. The ultimate aim of this type of meditation is to develop detachment through seeing and being mindful of the repulsive nature of the body. It is another meditation method of reflective nature. This technique may be used to serve the different purpose of samatha or vipassana meditation. However, we are discussing it here in the context of vipassana mindfulness meditation. As this type of meditation gains momentum, we will start seeing some small but important effects. One's fear and dread in the secluded places will weaken, and one will be able to tolerate different climates and enjoy different foods and places. The ultimate aim, however, is to understand the true nature of the body. As this practice brings deep insight into the nature of the body, detachment from the body will follow. Our aim is not to repress the feeling of bodily attraction by directly producing a repelling emotion, but rather to see the body as it is and consequently to gain direct knowledge from the exercise. Detachment and insight into the true nature of the body happen together. Direct knowing of the nature of the body gives rise to freedom from false notions of the body. The techniques of meditation on the impersonality of the body. As discussed earlier, there's a lengthy procedure, especially to practice this type of meditation. It takes about 6 months to complete the preliminary stage. During these months, one comes to discover those parts which are clear in one's mind and those which are not clear. One then comes to the second stage only when one has gradually eliminated from the list of all the objects that are not perceived clearly in the mind. Certain parts may be clear to some meditators, but not to others. So this is where people become different and individual. The process of eliminating goes on until the clearest object is found. Afterwards, one begins focusing on that object alone, until one can effectively control one's mind to apply it to a chosen object without any difficulty. From here, one pursues it earnestly so as to acquire a well-developed understanding. One comes to a point where one has to choose either samatha or vipassana meditation to progress further. 32 parts of body are placed in 6 groups according to their approximate nature. Some belong to the outer part and are joined. Some are situated in the abdominal region, and some are of a fluidic nature. Yet others are more of the characteristic of the earth element, which is hardness. They have been classified in this way for a purpose. The traditional practice starts from the first group and then expands to include all groups eventually. There have also been many modifications to this method over the centuries, especially where the practice has been unbroken. The most venerable Thongbulu Sayadaw, one of the most famous meditation masters that Burma has produced the last century, has some wonderful methods of meditation on different parts of body. He was a close friend of another famous meditation master from Burma, Mahasi Sayadaw. I used to try one of such modified methods that is said to have an effect on gastric problems. I chose to try this as I have a gastric ulcer and my stomach produces more gas I found that it could control gas within a few minutes, bringing calm and concentration. This method is a technique which differs from what we have discussed. It still includes, of course, 5 parts: small and lower intestine, undigested food, feces and brain. One of my devotees, Emma from Singapore, also reminded me of this technique, which she had read from a monthly Buddhist magazine, which described how an American Buddhist monk was cured of his gastric problem after practicing this particular technique of meditation given by the most venerable Thongbulu Siato. This is a good example of how the Buddha's teachings are flexible and suit people of various needs. The instruction for a short retreat. This evening, since we are only in a relatively short retreat, we are going to reflect on the different parts of the body randomly. This will give you an idea of this kind of meditation and may even help you to discover which part could be the clearest for you. I found this technique most useful for those who have not learned about all the 32 parts in details as required in the Pali commentary. We shall focus first on bones, beginning with the skull. Do not include the hair, skin, blood, and muscle yet. Just leave them for a while. Just trying to see the skull without the eyes, the muscles, the nerves, the skin. Then come down to your shoulder and then the arms. Trying to see only the bones without the muscles, flesh, sinews, blood, or even the nails. You then go right down to your toes. You form your body only in bones. There are small bones in your legs and feet. Trying to see them. Sweep down slowly. Then come back to the skull again. Trying to see the body in the skull and bones only. Now, after that, trying to see the joints in various regions of your body, like in your neck, shoulder, elbows, wrists, etc. Trying to see each joint. Go down to your toes, contemplating joints in your hips, knees, and ankles. You will see how vulnerable the body is when you see the joints. Now you have covered 2 parts already, the bones and the joints. Next, you are going to put all the muscles on, from the top downwards, slowly through the body, the thighs, and the legs, to form a person. Put on the nerves, sinews, and the vessels in this way, and also the blood. Look again at the upper part, the brain and the skin. Then you look at the hair on your head. Try not to see it as a whole, but as single strands of hair. Get to its roots if you can, the roots of the hair. Then the hair of the body. Then go to each nail. When you reflect on the nails, trying to see them separately from the bones and the skin. Note each nail, or 20 of them, on both hands and feet. The next stage is to go to the parts inside. First, your teeth. Trying to see each individual tooth inside and outside. If possible, get down to the roots, trying to go around each tooth. See them as something that is not fixed to the jaw, but individually and separately. The idea is to see the different parts which fit together to make a person. Inside the mouth, you also have the saliva and the sputum to observe. To go further down inside into the internal organs, you have the heart, the lungs, and the liver. I think being doctors, you have an advantage here. I do not know whether or not you will get frightened. This is a kind of mental operation. You use your mind to go through different parts of your body. You see the stomach, intestines, new food, the waste, and all. Trying to see them individually. As you see them, you name them repeatedly. Choose at least 10 different parts. The scriptures say that you should choose at least 5. Nevertheless, I think it's nice to choose about 10 and make a list. You go down this list and then up again. You repeat this list a number of times. If you choose the internal organs, you can choose the heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, stomach, and intestines. If you choose the bones, it's important to also include joints. If you choose the blood vessels, it has to be also with blood and muscles. If you choose hair, it is helpful to bring in the teeth and nails. There are many things from which to choose. You can even choose tears. Not dissimilarity, but similarity. When you see these individual parts of the body, you will come to see that the body known as Venerable Kammai Dhammasami is composed of all of these parts and are the same as the body of Dr. Liu Chodin, Dr. Mamong Lat, Zozo, etc. They are all the same. Therefore, what we now see is different parts of the body. What we do not see is Venerable Kammai Dhammasami. Are the nails Venerable Dhammasami? Or is it the bones? Or the joints? It is only when you take them as a whole that you can name it as Venerable Dhammasami. Therefore, you get a deep insight into the impersonality of the body. Usually, we tend to personalize. We have been conditioned to perceive things in that way. We have been made to see that we are different from others. Once, I saw a cartoon in a magazine of two girls watching a movie in a cinema. They hated the actor. When the actor appeared, one of them said, "Oh no, I hate this man. Let's go." The other said, "No, no, don't go. He's going to die in the next scene. He's going to die very soon." You see? They had been made to see the actor as different from themselves. Because of differentiating perception, they wish him to die. This attitude is common to all of us. When we were young and we fell on the ground, we would cry and blame the ground. I'm not sure whether I did or I did not, but I saw such action